USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The FAA is delaying flights into the New York area due to the continuing bad air quality. That includes flights into New York City and Newark, New Jersey. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said in a statement that the agency is fully prepared to modify operations as needed as smoke from Canadian wildfires makes its way over the U.S. East Coast. President Biden is vetoing a measure that would have overturned his plan to assist with student debt. Mark Mayfield with the details.
Biden said in a tweet Wednesday he will not back down on helping hardworking folks, adding he will never apologize for helping Americans as they recover from the pandemic. The proposal would impact 40 million borrowers, giving $10,000 in loan forgiveness to those making under $125,000 and $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants. It will now head to the Supreme Court, where a conservative majority is expected to be against it.
Ukraine is launching its counteroffensive against Russia. It will ramp up attacks in the Zaporizhia region. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in the long-awaited offensive, but Russian forces are resisting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a series of border security bills.
Texas has had to take unprecedented steps in responding to the crisis caused by the Biden administration on the border.
One bill designates drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. More than 20 teenagers are hurt after a deck collapsed at a park in southeast Texas. The collapse happened this afternoon at Stallman Park in Surfside Beach. It was during a summer camp event. Officials said 21 victims between the ages of 14 and 18 were taken to the hospital, including five that were taken via helicopter. This is USA News.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At least two people are hurt after a shooting at a carnival in Alpharetta, Georgia, just a half-hour drive north of Atlanta. Police responded to calls of shots fired last night around 7 p.m. local time. The condition of both victims is unknown, but one was airlifted and the other was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. California's Republican leaders speaking out after Florida paid for two plane loads of migrants to be brought to Sacramento. California GOP Chair Jessica Patterson speaks about Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom threatening criminal charges against Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, even after Florida said the 36 migrants willingly got on the plane.
Once he saw that the individuals that were coming here wanted to and were excited to, and so it's interesting to see him walk back some of those comments, considering, you know, he came off a little aggressive.
DeSantis said as long as there are open borders, sanctuary states like California should bear the responsibility of taking on migrants. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept well after undergoing surgery. The Pope had intestinal surgery yesterday, and the Holy See press office says the three-hour operation took place without complications. The NBA finals are getting interesting. The Nuggets taking back the lead now in the finals. Denver crushed the Heat 109-94 in Game 3 yesterday in Miami. The teams will meet for Game 4 in South Florida on Friday. Dave Collins, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.